Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. This is Tuesday of Holy Week, and on this Tuesday morning, Jesus went again to the temple to teach openly. And he began to speak to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a feast for his son's wedding. He sent his servants to call those who had been invited, but they would not come." As the parable goes, his friends, who are naturally the first people he invites to the wedding, blow him off. They won't come. So the king tells his servants to go out and invite anybody they see. He doesn't want the wedding feast to go to a waste. So a bunch of unexpected people end up coming to the feast. Great! But the story doesn't end there because one of the guests wasn't dressed right. He doesn't have the right clothes. He doesn't have a wedding garment. So the king throws him out. This king, who invites everybody and anybody to his party, kicks someone out just because of what he was wearing. What is the point of this story? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
God, of course, is the King, and his Son, Jesus, will establish his Father's kingdom on earth by founding the Catholic Church. And the Father will celebrate his Son with all those who chose to come to heaven by entering the kingdom of the Church. So, who gets an invitation to the Catholic Church? Well, the Church is called Catholic, which means universal, for a reason. And Jesus is clear. Everybody gets an invitation. In the Gospel of Luke, the King says, "Go out everywhere and get me the poor, the maimed, the blind, the lame." In the Gospel of Matthew, the king says, "Bring in the good and the bad." Well, that pretty much describes all of us, doesn't it? So everybody gets an invitation. It doesn't matter how broken you are. It doesn't matter how good or bad you are. Everyone is invited. But they have to be invited through someone. And since we're the ones who belong to the house, It only makes sense that we would invite others to our house. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the parable, the first group of people to get an invitation, they just blow it off. They just don't want to go to God's party. They're polite about it, but they've got other stuff going on. They would rather focus on passing, ultimately unsatisfying things like a farm, a field, a cow. I mean, really? A cow? Or a human relationship. They want that rather than focus on the eternal satisfaction of celebrating love with God. And that's really sad, because one day, the earthly thing, it's gonna end. You lose the farm, the cow dies, merely human relationships go south or get cut off by death, but now you've RSVP'd a no to eternal happiness. You've missed out on the eternal celebration, and you're left with nothing but eternal emptiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, Jesus adds a strange detail about some of the people who get a wedding invitation. Some of them, he says, some of the ones to get an invitation actually kill the people who bring the invitation. It's bizarre. Some people want to shoot the messengers who are bringing the good news about heaven and happiness. It seems impossible to believe, but of course we know it's true. Because people love their sin. People love their vice. People love their unhappiness. And they hate someone who encourages them to leave it. They hate the people who say that they don't have to live in sexual deviance, in anger, in greed, in the abandonment of their family. They hate the people who offer them the salvation of heaven. And if you tell them, Christ has come, he can save you, he can heal you, he can make you happy, they'll call you a hater, and they'll do everything they can to silence you or eliminate you. The prophets were killed. The apostles and martyrs were killed. Christ was killed. They were killed for saying that goodness and happiness and radical love are possible. So we shouldn't be surprised if people hate the gospel, if they hate the church's teaching, or if they hate us. And we shouldn't be angry at them, because it generally means that they're not yet willing to let go of their own unhappiness. But we should pray for them that they will repent and accept the wedding invitation before it's too late. And we should keep up our relationships and friendships with them the best we can, because that friendship may be their only bridge back to God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, some of us accept the invitation to join the church, but then we don't behave as a wedding guest should. The man gets kicked out of the wedding feast for not having a wedding garment, and the traditional interpretation of the saints is that the wedding garment you need to stay in the church, to make it into heaven, is love. After all, this is a wedding feast. It's a celebration of love. So if we call ourselves Catholics, but don't really live the love of God, by thanking Him at Mass, receiving Him in the Eucharist, and developing a deep friendship with Him in prayer, then can we really say we love God? And if we don't live the love of neighbor, if we aren't trying with all our might to love the people we live with and work with, if we don't love one another, if we don't give generously to them or forgive them unreservedly without holding on to any resentment, well, can we really call ourselves Catholics? If we don't dress ourselves in the charity that we owe God and neighbor, and then we won't be able to stay at the wedding feast once it really gets going. So, this parable is a good chance for us to examine our lives. Do I love God and the people I live and work with as generously as I should? I've got a lot of room for growth. But that's too vague. We have to come up with specific ways. That's your job. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Or I want your opinion on something. So I talk to a lot of young people, a lot of people in their 20s and 30s, and if they would listen to this meditation and they heard me say, everyone is invited to the Catholic Church, based on my conversations with them, I imagine they would say, really? Everyone's invited? Gays, transgender, divorced, pro-choice people, they don't seem to be invited to the Catholic Church. How can you say everybody is invited? And I was wondering during the meditation how I would respond to them. And I wonder how you think we should respond to that. I mean, I have thoughts on this.
Yeah.
But
I'd say, simply put, the takeaway from this whole meditation seems A, everyone is invited. B, a lot of people will choose not to for themselves. And C, everyone is invited, but there's still an expectation of how you need to act.
Excellent.
And that's why it's the explanation of the wedding, you know? Because I think we're all very familiar with A, you want to have everyone you love and care about at your wedding, but there's an etiquette.
Yeah.
And that's hard. That is a difficult line, but the objective side of it is everyone is invited.
And how would you help them see that if the whole thing is about love, that is the expectation, the etiquette? How would you help them to see that homosexual sexual activity or the act of changing your biology, you can't change your biology, but changing your, doing destruction to your
physical body.
Your physical body or leaving someone you're truly married to. How would you help them to see that this actually isn't the etiquette of love?
So I guess in a way I was also looking at it just from the frame of invited to the church as in everyone should go to Mass. Now, should everyone receive? Different story. But I want everyone to be at Mass, even if they're not Catholic. I just think it's a good place to be. But we're talking about heaven.
Actually, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Receiving Jesus in communion and going into heaven is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's communion, because heaven is just communion with Jesus.
But I think the difference is that you can just show up to a Mass. You can't just show up to heaven. And I want everyone to show up to both. But more goes into one than the other.
Yeah, because
you can show up to Mass and not want to be there.
That's absolutely. And you can receive and not want to receive.
Mm-hmm.
You can go through these actions. But I would say that even if you go through the action of physically going up and receiving Jesus in the Eucharist, if we're not in the right disposition, we don't receive the grace.
Yeah.
And what could prevent us from receiving the grace of communion with Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
One, I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm living grave sin.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't just a random specification. It's not like certain restaurants. They're like, if you're not wearing this kind of shoe and you have to have a collared shirt and all these specific things that are kind of arbitrary, then you can't enter the restaurant. Instead of just, hey, put some effort in, Maybe don't wear flip-flops. There's really specific things that you can't wear into certain restaurants. Sin's not quite like that.
What do you mean?
It's not just random rules. It's very much these things clash with love of God.
Precisely.
And I think that's a thing that people really struggle to understand.
That's exactly
because they're like, oh, God won't love me because I'm doing this thing. And it's like, no, if you loved God, you wouldn't be doing that thing.
God will love you while you're doing that thing. But doing that thing, you're not loving God.
Mm-hmm. But everyone I talk to, they take it in the opposite sense. They're like, I don't agree with Christians because they think that God wouldn't love me because I'm doing this. I'm like, if any Christian told you that God doesn't love you for any reason, they're wrong.
In a sense, we could say, if God stopped loving you, you would cease to exist.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you exist, that you exist, I know that God loves you. But you're absolutely right. Most people don't see the connection that when I do something gravely sinful, I'm refusing to love God. In fact, I'm attacking God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't keep the commandment, you don't love me.
Yeah. And I think as a general answer to that, obviously we record these well in advance, so this won't be as recent by the time people hear it. But I think it was just last Thursday, we had the reading saying essentially tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of heaven because they repent.
Because they repent.
So it's those people can absolutely go to heaven. And you, as a Christian, maybe you'd fall short because of whatever's in your heart or not repenting for whatever you're currently doing. But it's not this objective line that they'll never be able to come to God. And they're meant to come to God. But they can't... I didn't want to continue and say something in the incorrect way.
No, you are dead on the money. In all sin, we turn away from God.
Mm-hmm.
And in grave sin, we really turn away. Repentance is just to turn back to God. And you're right. There is no situation out there that can't be remedied if you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's none.
Yeah.
No situation that can't be fixed if you want to fix it.
And I think a lot of those issues, we put them in their own category as if we don't have our own issues. And
right.
As if, since we don't fall into any of those boxes, we're completely exempt and we're fine and we'll definitely make it to heaven. We've all got our thing that's a big obstacle for our pursuit of holiness. And we're still meant to get into heaven. So do they.
Yep.
So everyone's invited.
Thank you.
I don't know if that makes complete sense, but it'd be interesting to talk to those people.
I just threw this at you, and I'm really amazed with the points you came up with. That's excellent. But I do think it's a big issue for a lot of young people.
Yeah. But I think if I could boil it down to any point I made in all of that, it's not that God stops loving you, it's that you stop loving God. And that's where most people get really hurt and say that they have a problem with the church. It's because at some point they confuse those two things.
I wonder what would happen if, because people, young people especially, always bring up to me issues in the church like homosexuality and other things. I wonder what would happen if I would turn to them and very, very honestly and gently ask them, so when did you stop loving God? Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.